Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
You know, I just talked to the team about that. I'm going to work my tail off over this bye week. See if there's something that we can come up with. Study the tape, just look at all the decisions, see the execution, just try to figure out what the answer is over this next week and come up with something, because it's got to be better.
Robert, it wasn't just the offense. Sorry to slow the defense. Sorry to slow the defense. Do you think it had anything to do with the travel, the weekend, anything like that?
No, you know, I thought the plan for the week was awesome. I thought our performance staff did a really good job. I thought the players did everything we asked of them in terms of preparing for this game. Obviously, it's not easy coming off a 100-play game. Not easy when a drive should have been over on the first third down, and I disagree with the personal foul, but we'll see the tape. We got to find a way to get off. And you know, I thought we came in with a good plan. Thought the guys were executing early, but you know, when you stack up plays and you're getting the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh play of the drive, it gets very hard. And but credit to them too, they executed. You know, so.
Robert, last week for Zach, it seemed like it was a pretty legitimate step forward. This one seemed like it was a couple steps back. What was going on with him today? Why wasn't it working?
You know, there's you know, there it's a multitude of things. You know, we weren't able to get going in the first half. Had a couple of three and outs. Couldn't get into a rhythm. When he did get into a rhythm in the second half, obviously, again, he shows that he's pretty good when he gets into a rhythm. But you know, again, we got to start faster. And I'm putting that on me to try to figure this out over the next week. You always go back to your fundamentals. You know, you had the screen play also that was pretty open, but you know, he's working on it daily. I promise you, and he's going to get better at it, and he's very deliberate about it. It's just trusting it when bullets are flying. It's very easy to hit stand at the driving range and hit 300-yard drives. It's can you do it when you're on the tee box and there's water to your left and sand to your right? And that's just something that he's got to work on, and that's something that coach has got to work on, and everybody's got to work on that. And when he hits it, it's going to be pretty cool when it does. But obviously, it comes back to eye placement, progression, footwork, everything that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks.
You guys got the win last week, but there were several times on the touchdown drive where the Titans ended up tying the game and then in overtime where the defense could have ended things before it did. Today, you guys didn't have the lead, but after the offensive touchdown, that's the lead of three. You guys got a chance that defense just needs to put the ball back in the offensive hands. They convert 30-13, they convert 30-2, and they score. I mean, do you think that that's an issue here, that aside from the starting, the defense is having an issue?
Now, you know, credit Matt Ryan and Arthur and the game plan that they've had. They got us in a couple of beaters. You know, the 3rd and 13 is disappointing. Those are the ones where you've got to win. And to be honest with you, they called quick game, the concede for a field goal, and they caught us in the perfect call. And, you know, so it's, you know, credit to them. But obviously it's like we talk about when it's the fourth quarter, game's on the line, close the game. Somebody close the game, whether it's a coach making the perfect call, a player making a play, somebody on the team's got to make a play. And, you know, that's something that a young team will grow into. Like I said, you got to learn how not to lose. And when you start to learn how to win, you got to learn how to close. And those are examples of learning how to close and things that I think we'll get better at.
Robert, Friday, when I asked you about Ridley being out, you right away mentioned Patterson and Pitts. You knew that's where the game was going to go through. What happened against them early?
They did a really good job exploiting the middle of the field and using their size to their advantage. And By the time, you know, we got into the locker room, made the adjustments, and from there it's just a matter of executing at just a little bit higher level and trusting what you see. It's just little details. But again, credit to them. Their execution was better in those moments. But we'll get it fixed for sure. You know, we were hovering around his feet. He's getting rid of the ball. You know, he wasn't holding on to it. He wasn't hitching. He was getting the ball where it needed to be. And because of his speed, there was a multiple interception ops. I want to say about three of them. And those are what I talked about earlier, where step off. We're gonna close that step eventually. And if teams want to pick up the pace in terms of how they release the football within the timing of the play, and they want to operate out of a quick five and all that stuff, plant throw system, to try to mitigate the D line, and that's where those plays are going to end up in our favor, and it's just a matter of time before all that happens. I can tell you that much.
Take a couple more, Robert. That first rough and passer, I'm assuming NSA, he ran it with all his weight on it. As a defensive coach, what's a guy supposed to do in that situation? That, I know they teach you a role and stuff, but then, that would be impossible.
You know, it looked like, and we'll see it, and you know, the slow motion, all that. It looked like he had his head to the side. He's obviously full speed trying to get to a guy before he throws the ball. And he, right when he lands, he's trying to roll up. You can see it roll off. So as of now, I disagree with the call, but we'll see when we get to the tape.
Is that penalty, do you think that may have demoralized the guys a little bit,
No, anytime you get a third down conversion, you know, it's hard. Now you're getting to a whole other set of plays. It's added reps. It's especially when you feel like you won the down and you see that. But it's not an excuse by any sense of the imagination. But it's a call when you're fighting your tail off and a call like that doesn't go your way. We still got to find a way to get off the field.
Seems like in the first half of the game, I mean, you guys are starting with a lot of short and intermediate throws with him, unless it's one of those broken 30-40 goals off. Then, like, the third quarter, you guys start trying to attack down the field, and that's when the ball really starts moving. Is there a reason why it's a little bit more passive early and then you get aggressive a little bit more?
No, Mike called an aggressive game. There's some shots down the field, but you know, you can only take what the defense is giving you, and which leads to checkdowns, which leads to the intermediate stuff. You know, credit to their defense, they played a lot of too high, which does not warrant shots over too high safeties. But when they got a little bit more aggressive in man coverage, the shot to Elijah Moore, like it's all based on what the defense is willing to give you. And I thought we did a good job. We just couldn't get the momentum going, and we couldn't convert on some third and shorts. And defensively, we just couldn't get off the field. So there was no chance for anyone to get into a rhythm in that first half. And then the second half, it started to pick up. Defense gets a stop. Offense starts moving the ball, and too little, too late.
Aside of the result, how has the whole London experience been, particularly the atmosphere in the stadium today?
Now, the fans were phenomenal for both sides. The experience is always fantastic to come here and get an opportunity to play in front of an international crowd. It's always great to be the only game on TV so your peers can watch you. And, you know, it's unfortunate the result, but the experience is always good.
I know Connor mentioned that third and 13 before, but just in general, it seems like those third and longs have been a problem for you guys in the last few games, more than a few gains of 20 yards. Just how do you clean that up, and how demoralizing can that be in the fourth game?
It's always tough, especially when you got them pinned back. You work your tail off on first and second down to create a third and advantageous situation, and you don't win. That comes back to execution and understanding the down and distance, understanding what they're trying to give you, understanding the situations. That goes from me to coordinator all the way down, and then from there it's just a matter of executing and doing our best to get off the field when we can. But you know, aside from the third and 13 today, you know, I felt like all of them are winnable reps, just in terms of execution. They did a good job with their play call.
Robert, 64-yard rushing outside the New England game, that's kind of the thing you guys struggle to run. Will this offense not really be able to do what it needs to do if you can't get more success running the ball?
Yeah, again, the full first half was basically mitigated just from time of possession and trying to get opportunities. The second half, I think you guys will have the numbers more than I would. I feel like we came out and ran the ball all the way down after the kickoff return and scored a touchdown. So we can run the ball. It's just a matter of sustaining drives so you can call more runs. If you're not sustaining drives, you can't call more runs. If it's first down run, second down pass, or vice versa, or pass, whatever it might be, and then it's third down and you're off the field, you can't call enough runs. And so it's a matter of executing on first and second down, obviously, getting yourself to third down, move the chains, and then you're racking up more plays, and then you're into a rhythm of a series. So, you always go back and look from an efficiency standpoint, how we were operating, and whether or not we run the ball. I never look at totals, but this system has always been built on opportunity to run, and when you run and run and run, eventually you're going to break one, but it's something that we definitely got to be better at.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.